Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Mary Agnes Carey is too, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health. Hey, Mary, it's John. You're on WGN again. How are you?
Doing great. How you doing?
Really good. I hope you had a safe, a healthy, a good weekend. Are you well, by the way, Mary Agnes?
Yeah, I feel great. Working from home, our entire office is working remotely, but we are connected with calls every day. We've been very busy. As you can imagine, this is just a huge story, and we're trying to stay on top of it.
So just so folks know a little bit about what Kaiser Health is, tell us what that is.
Sure. We are an editorially independent program of the Kaiser Family Foundation. We're not affiliated with the insurer Kaiser Permanente. We are a national not-for-profit healthcare news service. So our stories are distributed nationwide. They appear in the New York Times, the Chicago Tribune, USA Today. We have a big partnership with NPR. Our stories are all over the country, and we distribute our content free of charge.
I have two questions or two things I just wanted to briefly talk to you about. One was the World Health Organization. The other one is sort of public policy. How should politicians decide when it is safe for a population? First, the president spent some time putting down the World Health Organization and wondered out loud if we shouldn't even stop funding them. A colleague of mine in a podcast I do here from the Illinois Policy Institute said some very critical things of WHO, too. Whenever I thought of the World Health Organization, I thought, those are the people that are there for our health, and it's a good thing. What should I know about the WHO?
Well, you are correct. They're part of the United Nations. They work worldwide to promote health and to keep the world safe, to serve the vulnerable among us. They have about 194 member nations across the globe. And their response to this has been drawn some concern. Did they get in early enough? Did they were they aggressive enough with China? That kind of thing. But the WHO is part of the UN and is basically a watchdog for health worldwide.
Well, yeah, but a lot of people don't love the United Nations either as being inefficient, sometimes playing favoritism, right, or being outright corrupt. I mean, is this a good way for us to spend our money? Are they doing a good job?
Well, you've got people on both sides of the coin. You've got health experts that say they were aggressive with China when China first the first cases came out of Wuhan in December 31st, that they were dealing with Chinese officials, setting up committees. They're putting things on social media, getting the word out. And then on the flip side, especially among some conservatives, the feeling is that China has too big of an influence in the organization. They weren't aggressive enough. They could have acted sooner. But what I've seen and read from most public health officials have said that they feel that that the WHO did sound the alarm. They didn't declare it a pandemic till March 11th, but in late January they were saying it was a public health emergency. So you have critics and you have supporters of the organization.
Is it Japan or China where they're starting to see a little bit of an uptick now?
That is a good question. I cannot give you the answer. I'm not quite sure. There's so many different moving parts, but I think that in the United States, we're looking here at the country, looking at hotspots like New York, wondering when we're going to. I live in Washington, D.C. When are we going to see a surge here? And how does all that affect this calculation that we're all thinking about? When can we go back to work? When can we try to resume normal lives? And that is an incredibly complicated discussion.
I want to talk to you about that, too. But what is the stay-at-home order like in Washington, D.C., then? How mobile are you all? What are there any rules about face masks, that sort of thing?
If you go shopping, you have to have a face mask on. Now, it's interesting. I live in Washington, D.C. My family, we all went out for a little walk yesterday afternoon. We were celebrating Easter together, as so many families were. And if I'm out in public and I stay away from folks, if the social distancing, the 6-foot thing, I'm not wearing a mask outside, but I do see more and more people wearing masks outside here. But the order, if you will, I go to the grocery store, I go to the drugstore, you've got to have a mask on. It's a city order, many similar orders in Virginia and Maryland. And then many shops now have said, don't come in here unless you have a mask on. So that's definitely kicking up.
Well, you have stores that are open, because all of our retail establishments, unless they're in a protected class, of which there are many, but
that's right.
But gift shops, clothing stores, computer stores, phone stores, maybe phone stores. I know that the Apple stores, are all of them are closed. You can
right.
you
same
do that kind
here.
Of?
Same thing here.
Same thing there.
Yeah,
but if I do go into a liquor store or a grocery store, I have to have a mask on. That is not the case in Chicago or Illinois. We don't have to have masks on.
Oh, wow.
And
interesting.
No,
you've got to have them on here.
In Philadelphia, I know they had, but have since altered it. You had to have a mask on to ride public transportation. And then the video surfaced of a guy being dragged off of a bus who didn't have a mask on and wasn't cooperating. That went viral, looked really bad. So now they're urging people to wear face masks. But we don't even have that for our public transportation. You don't have to have a mask on to ride the CTA here. Do you in Washington?
A good question. I'm not sure if they extended that to Metro, but I would just think common sense would dictate that one would want to have a face covering if you were on public transportation. I'm not quite sure if it's ordered here for Metro, but I'm going to have to take, if I had to take the Metro in a couple of days for whatever, I certainly would have something on my, covering my nose and my mouth, just for a safety concern.
It's a legitimate concern for the president, of course. This is an understatement. He has the scales have two things there. One is the public health, the other is the economy. And if he errs too much on one side, the other side will suffer greatly. And if he, say, opens up the economy too quickly, then the public health suffers too much. Any advice? What are you all thinking, reading, saying about that quandary for our governor and the president?
Well, I think that one of the interesting things is watching the interplay you just mentioned between the federal level and the state level and the local level, right? Because the federal government can issue recommendations, but it's up to the governors who have the power to implement, right? So I think critical thing to think about here is if a particular governor or municipality were thinking of trying to reopen at least part of the economy, which is some of this discussion we're hearing about for May, you've got to really think about what's your testing capability. And then if you identify someone who's got COVID-19, how can you trace the contacts they've had? So you can curtail if there were the people that have been exposed. How do you curtail them? That's a whole issue. Another issue about civil liberties we have to talk about. But I mean, I think that staying at home, social distancing when you're out, getting people confined to their homes, it's tough. But you don't want to do too much too fast, or you could have another uptick in numbers, which could necessitate this all over again. It's interesting, watch New York, for example. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, finish that thought. What about New York?
Well, it's just interesting. For example, there's a discussion about whose call is it to keep schools open.
Right.
And do you try to open, right? Do you try to restart a section of the economy? Dr. Fauci, who's our national infectious disease expert, was on television yesterday, not committing to anything, but saying that if you were going to try to reopen sectors of the economy, you've got to have exactly these items we just talked about. Testing, contact tracing. You couldn't say everybody goes back on the same day. You have to phase it in. As we know, we have these essential worker classes that have been out there consistently, and you could add to them over time. But it's a really delicate, critical, incredibly important calculation, because if you screw it up and you have another huge outbreak, then we're all back to where we started, and that's what people want to avoid.
Yeah. The mayor of New York City and the governor of New York State disagree about should the schools in New York State reopen or not. One said yes, one said no. There is a hashtag moving about that the president retweeted, and that was Fire Fauci, hashtag Fire Fauci. And the president retweeted that, which tells you just how much tension there is between those two things. I think I know the answer to this, but would you fire Fauci?
No, and I don't think that's going to happen. I think he's incredibly respected, incredibly trusted. People, he's had a very long and distinguished career, incredibly knowledgeable. And I've seen a lot of reporting on that. The president tweets a lot of things. I think Tony Fauci is a critical part of the White House coronavirus team, and I think he's going to stay right where he is.
Yeah, it was a retweet, and it wasn't the main thrust of the original tweet, so I think it was a one-off, I sure hope. Mary Agnes Carey is a senior correspondent for Kaiser Health. You can read them online and find them in other sources. Nice to talk to you, Mary Agnes. Let's visit again.
I would like to, and just a very quick for your audience, we have a great series we're kicking off on our website about healthcare workers who have died in treating people with COVID-19. It's a fascinating series. Stay tuned this week at khn.org for that.
khn.org. WGN Radio News is coming up.